tell us about this this survey and what it's discovered about the teeth of the young ones.
Yeah, it's quite shocking for me, both as a dentist and as a mum. It was research done by the Oral Health Foundation with Oral B, and they've just found that nearly a third of five-year-olds and half of eight-year-olds in the UK have obvious tooth decay in their primary teeth, which is not a good thing, especially as, you know, dentistry for kids is free and it's all totally preventable.
Ben Atkins, as a doctor from the Oral Health Foundation, can you explain what this might be?
I think it's often to do with education. Education, as a parent myself, the conflicting messages we often get in the media, on advertising, for what is actually healthy for our teeth. So it's a simple message, really. Reduce the amount of sugar you have in your diet and brush with a fluoride toothbrush once in the morning for 2 minutes and once at night for 2 minutes, and you can't really go far wrong.
Education, you're saying, is the answer. But Uchenna, is that educating the parents or the kids?
Everybody. I think the kids get it better than the parents, but I think everybody, it's the kids, it's the parents, it's professionals. So, for example, the campaign that we've launched, which is Strong Teeth Make Strong Kids, is so important because good oral care is more than meets the eye. It involves the confidence that kids have. You know, if they're in pain, they can't study. If they've got teeth missing, you know, they become very self-conscious. So it's working closely with everybody to teach them what they need to do and just setting up good habits from as early as possible.
I see in the survey that about a third of 12-year-old kids are too embarrassed to smile or laugh due to tooth decay or missing teeth. The missing teeth, you can understand, that happens to us all. Well, it's supposed to happen, isn't it? So the other ones can come through. But the tooth decay part, that's a bit sad, Ben.
It's really sad. And you can see the confidence of these children when they've been for a general anaesthetic. Their speech is affected, so they can be bullied at school. And your heart breaks when you see these journeys these children are going through, and it's a fully preventable condition.
And I think part of the thing about the missing teeth is also that baby teeth are there to guide the adult teeth into the right place. So if you lose your teeth too early, it's not just about being embarrassed, because kids can be cruel on the playground. But it's the fact that it sets up problems later on. They then have to wear braces and it just becomes much more complicated than it needed to have been.
So you've pointed the fingers at the parents and the kids, and you may all be right, but what about the dentists and the hygienists? I mean, are they doing their job?
I think it's a real challenge in practice when you get a patient coming in, and it's usually from the same, often a poor background, that we've got big challenges throughout the day with patients coming through the door, and it's that behavioural change. I often feel I've let a patient down if I've not got that message over. And it's finding what makes that patient tick, what makes the parents tick. And often the grandparents, it's not just, we all look after each other's children these days. And my parents look after my children, often pick them up from school and things. So it's that educational matter of learning what we've got to do.
And I think it's important. It's part of the whole commitment that Oral-B has to take on this challenge to improve the situation in the UK. So working with dental professionals to provide engaging materials for parents and kids, and just getting parents to understand, you know, what we call strong teeth milestones. So the first dental visit. So you're right about what we as the dentist hygienists need to do is making sure the first visit is fun and it's engaging, and just encouraging them not to become afraid, because I'm a dental phobic because of what happened to me as a kid, so that they keep on going and prevent any problems.
And is there a confusion here about the cost of things? And is that something that keeps parents from taking their kids to the dentists?
I think yes. I think people are often worried about the cost of dentistry. Now, our country has one of the best, it's one of the best care systems in the world, the NHS. Now, I'm an NHS dentist. We take on round about 400 new patients a month within my practices. And it's understanding, and often people are confused about dentistry is going to be expensive. Well, actually, the state's there to help with these things. And it's really important to work with your patients to understand what is available. And actually, the preventative journey is free.
It's so true that prevention is so much better and cheaper than cure. And tooth disease, which is, you know, one of the commonest diseases in the whole world, is preventable just with the right education with what you eat and how you look after your mouth.
Thank you both for joining me. Appreciate it for being with us on Wellbeing Wednesday. Dr. Uchenna Okoya and Dr. Ben Atkins, thank you.
Thank you so much. And if your listeners want any more information, they can log on to smilemonth.org.
Lovely. Thanks a lot. Bye now.
Bye.